In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The Grizzly Creek fire near Glenwood Springs has closed off Interstate 70. Independence Pass is closed as well, and businesses in the area are taking a hit because visitors can't get in. Christine Del Rio owns Rio Grande Bed and Breakfast in Glenwood Springs.
We've had almost 100% cancellation for our nightly rentals, kind of adding bad to worse after coronavirus. If that didn't take us out, this might.
Evacuations are in place for residents of No Name, Lookout Mountain, High Aspen Ranch, and Coulter Creek. About 200 people are working on the fire. More personnel and equipment have been requested. And about 100 miles west, the Pine Gulch fire continues to grow outside of Grand Junction. It's now past 51,000 acres. Real estate sales surged across Colorado in July in spite of the pandemic. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Home sales statewide jumped more than 15% from June to July, according to the Colorado Association of Realtors. A record 10,771 homes sold last month. The real estate market is breaking records after the pandemic shut it down in March and April. Prices are at record highs, too. The median home price jumped to $443,925, up 8.6% from a year ago. Low interest rates are drawing buyers into the market. At the same time, the number of homes for sale is plummeting. That's keeping prices up, even as the coronavirus devastates parts of the state's economy. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
University of Colorado coaches expressed disappointment today over fall sports being postponed until January. The Pac-12 conference announced the move yesterday. CU women's basketball head coach J.R. Payne says he's frustrated that sports are being affected because some Americans refuse to take the pandemic seriously.
It's disappointing that it feels like, you know, listening to medical experts or you know, following what is recommended by the medical experts has become a political issue.
Buffs football coach Carl Doyle says he agrees with the Pac-12's decision based on recent medical information, but men's basketball coach Tad Boyle says he doesn't think every sport should be treated the same and that basketball could be played safely. High fire danger continues across Colorado. Right now it's 88 degrees in Denver.